Hey guys, welcome to the Staying Christian podcast. Welcome back, dude. I'm Eli, that's Gavin. Like, what more should I say? We run this podcast, we talk about God together. We've had some really structured episodes, but now we're just vibing right now.
We're going to kind of wing it a little bit on this episode. Yeah. Our kind of, perspective is if God can speak through an ass, maybe he can speak through us.
Kind of. I mean, I've been feeling like, oh, I gotta be so perfect. But then I'm like, God doesn't want me to be perfect. He wants me to do my best and just be here and be present. So
not be so worried about getting everything
being
so
successful, and, you know. Yeah. So here we are. Yeah, I'm wearing this same jacket. It's comfy. If you're watching the video,
it looks like a Sherpa boy.
I wear this jacket like almost every time now. It's really comfy. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge him, guys.
I've got
sheesh. Whoa.
I've got my Jesus saves.
There we go. There
okay.
We go. Okay.
I've got my Jesus saves shirt underneath. It's nice.
So that redeems his Sherpa
shirt.
That redeems everything.
If you thought I was a bad person, you can't even say that now.
No.
Because now I'm wearing my Jesus saves
shirt.
The
changes it, man.
Yeah.
Dude, it's all positive vibes from here on out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It better be.
100%.
Nope, you can't send hate mail. Not allowed. That was reverse psychology. Please send hate mail. Thanks.
Okay, so I have a question. A question that kind of pops up in my brain every once in a while. Mm. Where do you draw the line between self-care and selfishness?
I think that depends on responsibilities. By that I mean if not doing something for quote-unquote self-care is just because you don't want to, then it's not self-care, you know? Whereas, you know when you need self-care. You know when you just want self-care. And I think when you have a responsibility to something and you just, you know, don't do it for the sake of quote-unquote self-care, then
it turns into selfishness. It's such an interesting dichotomy, I feel like, because not a lot of people, I feel like the pendulum has swung so far in the opposite direction now, and now it's all about self-care, and it's like you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's something to be said about some of those things, like being independent. Like, you shouldn't be so dependent on other people for your emotional state that you're crippled without them. You know, but, you know, personally, I think you got to be dependent on God. That's why. So it's not even independence. It's dependence on something that will never fail you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so confusing. I feel like something I've thought about recently is I've been reading through Proverbs, and they mention, or King Solomon mentions, or maybe it's not even in Proverbs. Maybe it's somewhere else. But I remember a Bible verse nonetheless. Wow, this sounds so very
I was like, citated. Dang, we got right into it.
Just yeah, really. But it talked about how the world has wisdom. And there's God's wisdom. There's two different types of wisdom. Mm. And my dad always told me when I was younger, he said, the world has counterfeits for everything. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking the other night, shower thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder, it feels almost like the world takes some of this actual wisdom and twists it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then markets it because it still has a little bit of the truth. Because that's always the best lie.
Yeah.
Are the lies that have a little bit of truth built in. Mm. And I feel like self-care inherently is a good thing, but then the world has taken it and twisted it and turned it into this almost selfish thing.
Yeah, totally. Well,
and I think that's why I asked the question, because it's like, where is that line now? Because it's hard to distinguish, because if you say something, everyone seems to attack you, like, oh no, self-care, got to think about that, you know?
I think self-care is important to the point that if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. I think you and I have talked about that before. Yep. I think that's important because of that reason, but also, is that me making, but I think without taking care of yourself, there's no way you can take care of other people or take care of your responsibilities, because you'll be unable to do so physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we rest. That's why, we feed ourselves. That's why we clean ourselves.
Right.
You know? And, I think that's, it's so that we can love others like we love ourselves. You know, that's the self-care we need. But when it becomes self-indulgence, it's hard to see that line sometimes because of, like you're saying, our culture around us. Mm-hmm. That's saying, oh, it's okay to take 4 days and not talk to anybody because you just want to have some alone time. You know? And to me, 4 days without talking to anybody, heck, that'd be wonderful. Right. To self-indulge in, because I'm just like, yeah, here I am. But I know at the end of those 4 days, I'm going to be like, does anybody love me? Does anybody, you know, because I'm kind of looking for my friend validation. Like, like people want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So do people want to see me, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, some of that self-care includes social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, but because of, you know, my introvertedness, I want that self-indulgence to be alone. Like, I was actually just talking to my wife about this. I was like, ever since I started getting a job, I told myself, like, I just want 1 day a week that's completely without any work. And I wasn't even talking about the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I still want the weekend. I just want Wednesday off.
Just want an additional day.
I just want a Wednesday off. I was just like, okay, I work Monday and Tuesday, then I have Wednesday off, and then I have Thursday and Friday work, and then I don't do anything all weekend. Or I do other things that I'm supposed to do on the weekend. But on Wednesday, I just do nothing. And now I find myself getting home and I'm like, I'm not ready to go to bed. I haven't had an hour of time to myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need that. That's an indulgence.
Yep.
But my brain is like, you need some alone time. You need some alone time.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of that is self-care.
Mm-hmm.
But like doing it every day, all the time for the sake of self-indulgence is something I can get over.
Right.
Because eventually I'm going to have more responsibilities than myself, way more than I already have.
Mm-hmm.
So training myself to indulge that every time I think about it is self-detrimental and detrimental to my family.
Yeah. It's so interesting for me to think about. Like, we live in such a cush society here in America.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people would think otherwise, you know.
Oh, it's cush.
And I know there's problems with the economy, you know, there's problems all over the place. But then we feel like we deserve, and we get fed that constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve a donut.
Yeah.
You deserve.
The donut box from the place I go to always says,
dude,
you deserve a donut.
I hate that, because I'm like, you know what? I do deserve this donut.
You know what? You keep telling me I do, and suddenly I think, yeah, I probably do.
It's brilliant marketing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. But yeah, it's like, how much of this do we actually deserve? Because you hear about immigrants, you hear about all these other people back in your life, like even my dad thinking back on his life, and it was like, it was heckin' hard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They were like working their guts out.
Yeah.
Working their guts out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's kind of where it's like, if you have some free time and stuff like that, that's awesome. But at the same time, you also got to work. It doesn't mean not work smart and eventually work yourself to where you can take days off. But it's at the same time, I think for me, it's been, hey, I can be thankful right here where I'm at. And I don't have to always be just, well, I could have it better, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Being ungrateful about it. Yeah.
These are just my thoughts, I guess. I'm spilling out on the table for you guys and for Eli. This is Gavin and his random thoughts.
That's something.
Self-care and selfishness. Where's the line there?
Yeah.
And then where's the extent who draws the line on when we actually are getting what we deserve? Mm-hmm. You know, as far as are we working hard enough? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I don't know,
that's
man.
What I was going to say. I was going to say, I saw a meme because I follow these Christian pages on Instagram, and there's like these really theology based pages I follow just because they're like, okay, here's what the Bible says to do. And so I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I like following these.
Yep, yep.
I like to know.
What does the Bible tell you what
people
to do?
Say, because they'll like comment on things that are going on and say, you know, like, hey, here's whatever. It's sounds a little political, but
yeah,
like they'll mostly post memes about it.
Okay.
It's fun.
Okay.
But one of them was one of them was that donut box that says you deserve a donut. And then a donut was crossed out.
Yeah.
And it was eternal fire instead.
Oh snap.
And I'm like,
yep, that's true. That's true.
You know? And so yeah. I was like, oh, yep. But that's not even what we're talking about.
No, that's funny though.
But yeah, I think the line I would put between those two would be, I mean, you know it inside, but it's like where you're not doing something out of responsibility for yourself. You're doing something for luxury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, excessively. And, you know, I don't know that there's an exact number or formula for all of that. I think a lot of these things mm-hmm. don't have exact formulas. It's hard to say, where is the line? Because it's hard to have a line. Nature isn't built in straight lines.
No.
Or, yeah, God doesn't build in straight lines.
But at the same time, you can draw grids and nature will fit in the grid sometimes. Like I'm learning design because I'm having to lay out a book, mm-hmm. and you build certain grid layouts in a way that's aesthetically pleasing,
mm-hmm.
and you can draw a grid layout on a pineapple, you know,
mm-hmm.
not exactly, but there's these certain layouts that are like built by lines and math that nature follows.
Mm-hmm.
It looks abstract, but it's very scientific.
Yeah, well, it's not. Math is the dictator of where that of that nature.
Right,
it's
right.
Nature dictated that math.
It's like all the lines are variables.
Mm-hmm.
They're lines, but they're so unique to each one.
Mm-hmm.
It's where algebra comes into play.
Whoa, algebra.
Oh, what?
Didn't know math was so nature oriented and spiritual.
I don't know. I try to draw the conclusions where there probably shouldn't be. I don't know. I find myself taking bits of data from things I learned and trying to connect them, like where do all of these share same?
It's your common experience of all of those things.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, also, you know that a lot of things have meaning.
Yeah.
So you're looking for the meaning in them. I don't think there's
looking
anything
for patterns.
Wrong with that. Yeah. You're looking for patterns.
Nothing what is the
that.
Meaning of life?
What is the meaning of algebra and pineapples? What happened here?
Okay, I have another question. Okay.
Oh, no.
How do you know you're in the right place right now?
Physically?
Yeah.
Well, right now...
Let's go with that.
This is a podcast that you and I have set up, so
right.
you're supposed to be here. If right. you were anywhere else, I'd be like, where are you, buddy? But... I don't know. I've thought this question too. I think I go, okay, am I supposed to be at this job or this job? Am I supposed to be at this place or would I still be me living in Alaska
mm-hmm.
or somewhere else? You
yeah.
know, would I
yeah.
still have God's approval living somewhere far away from where I am and outside of whatever doors he may have opened for me here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've talked about this briefly. I think someone sent in a question and they said, okay, you know, what is the right decision?
Yeah.
You know, is it always a yes or no answer with your life, you know? And I think we boiled it down to, I think God gave us free will for our decisions. I think he's opening doors for us in all sorts of places, but
he can close a door if it isn't the right one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, and also I think I related it to J.J. Heller's song. I don't remember the lyrics exactly, but it was along the lines of, I know I can go forward because if I fail, then you'll be right there to pick me up, kind of thing.
Yeah. I read a proverb recently, and it was, a man's heart can decide on his steps, but God guides his footsteps, the direction of his feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. But then I also read another proverb recently, and it was like, there is a way that seems right unto man, but leads to death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. It seems like there's so many
variables,
inconsistencies, mm-hmm. almost in what Jesus says, but it's because, maybe it's because there's so many inconsistencies in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's because,
well, man, it's like if you go into reading these scriptures thinking,
it's because if you're trying to find lines, you're not going to find them. Uh-huh. But if you're trying to find the word of God, you're going to find it. I feel like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think God wants us to make these choices, you know, like I'm changing jobs. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yep.
And I'm
surprised,
like,
we haven't had like a job segment from you yet.
From me. We've had job segments from you every single time.
So guys, you
switch
up?
Jobs like 7 times. You're like, hey guys, I switched my job again.
For the record, I only swapped it twice on the podcast.
Whoever hires you just needs to listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
to,
they'll be able to figure out if I can. Yeah. Yep.
He's complaining about,
it's been almost,
he's complaining
a year.
About pulling these weeds. I can't hire this guy. I can't hire him.
Poison Ivy, for the record. Also, not to mention, I've been at this current job for coming up on a year now. This is the longest I've ever been somewhere.
Well, see, I was like, you know, where Gavin's working has got a place opening up. And I'm like, huh, that might be interesting, mm-hmm. to work with Gavin, do something different.
That'd be interesting.
I've been working for 7 years here where I'm currently working, and I'm like, maybe God wants me to try that out. So I kept it on the back burner, and then a lot of challenges came up at work. And I remember praying, I'm like, God, give me some patience for this. And then it got harder because I prayed for patience. But it didn't feel like it was something I could work through. And I don't know how to really explain that. Maybe God wants me to stay there, but I already told them I'm leaving, so...
You're like, well, too late now.
Yeah, but I think even if God wanted me to stay there and not come to this other place I think he opened the door for, I think he's still going to be with me going into this other job. I don't think he's going to say, you know what, you didn't listen. Yeah, bye. You know, I don't. Yeah. He's not going to do that. And I can rest easy in that, you know. I even forgot what your question was. What were your question about?
It was the question about how do you know you're at the right place at the right time. I think it's a dumb question, but it was just a question that popped in my head.
I think that's a valid wondering, though.
I think it is a valid wondering, but I think that question, we've answered it, right?
Kind of.
And it's just you've got to figure that out.
It's you may be in the right place, you may not be.
You got to submit it unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And seek him on it is kind of what I've come to on that whole subject, I guess.
Yeah. And I think last time we talked about that too, we also said, you know, sit with your brothers, you know, and ask them what they think too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if your brothers are going to have the responses you want.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there's also, the whole thing of, I heard a story of a friend, who wondered if he was supposed to move or not to move, you know. It was like, oh no, what do I do, what do I do? And he got all this advice from everybody in the church, and they all said no.
And they all said, don't do it.
Yeah, and then he finally was still struggling with it, and finally he made a decision and to go. And he's like, suddenly it was at peace, and it was done.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. So I decided to change jobs, and I was like, okay. And, you know, I'm sad that I'm going to be leaving the friendships I made there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm excited about the future. I think God's going to be with me in the future. Like, I think if I wanted to move somewhere, of course, I'd have a lot of things to deal with. I'd say, oh, my family's here. Oh, my friends are here.
Mm-hmm.
What am I moving for? You know, can't be just to move, can it?
Right.
You know, and I'd want more of a reason. But I think if I felt like there was a door opening somewhere to move to, and it was like, yeah, it's enough of a reason to leave my friends or my family behind, then I would, whether I went or I didn't go, I think God would meet me there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would give me purpose to do there or here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember, this is going to sound weird, I remember when I was a kid here at this church, and there was this, I'm not going to even say who, because it's not that important for a story, but I had, it was one of the first times I felt God tell me to do something. I don't know that I've shared this with you.
This sounds kind of new.
But one of these people, this couple's marriage was kind of rough, and a lot of people kind of knew it. And so they were pretty open, and like people knew when they were not doing well. This is when pretty much everybody was in everybody's lives 24/7,
yeah.
You know, and they still kind of are. People talk about what's going on here now, but this is when it was like, oh yeah, they're definitely fighting, you know, yeah. Like you just knew.
Yep.
And, I was a kid and I knew, and I had found, cause they had recorded a song together, and I had found that song with none of their other things that they'd ever worked on, whatever. It just on the desktop computer in our house. And it was a beautiful song, and they sang it well together, and it was great. And I was just like, maybe I should show this to them. And I felt like God said, hey, bring this to them. You know, tell them that you really loved that they worked on this together. And I don't know what the exact wording was, but it was right. Something along the lines of, you guys worked so well on this. Please get past what you're dealing with. I feel like God wants you to get past what you're dealing with and see each other and become closer again. And I was just like, no, I'm like 8 years old. I'm like, no, I'm 10 years old. I'm 10 years old. I'm not going to bring this song to this couple and tell them to get their marriage together. I'm 10 years old. I'm only 10 years old. You know, and so I talked myself out of it. And then like not 2 weeks later, somebody brought it up in the church gathering, the song, to them, and shared it with them. Not like played it out loud, but talked about to them. And I'm just, and right. I was there, and I was awestruck. I was like, God got someone else to do it because I didn't do it.
Hmm.
And I remembered that for a long time. And so I guess I'm sharing that to say, like, if you're in the right place or you're not, if you don't do what God wants you to do, he'll get someone else to do it because it needs to be done.
Yep.
But I suppose that's why we listen to him and we pray and we talk with our brothers who have Christ in them.
And sisters, don't be sexist.
I'm sorry. I really only hang out with the brothers.
No, I'm just messing with you.
But yeah. So I don't know. I think it doesn't really matter if we're in the right place. I think physically anyway, I think the right place mentally is important.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's why we exhort one another and remind ourselves and read the scriptures and pray.
Yep.
That's why we're like, I gotta remember to do this, you know, because it helps us, not because it's a strict thing. And if you don't, you're just a bad person.
Not because it's a tradition or a rule.
Yeah.
But rather because, yeah, it helps us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was that a satisfactory answer?
It's just an interesting answer. I'm just throwing around questions.
I don't have any check marks near these notes that I wrote here. But, so I don't know if I've already said these. But I was clearly in the awestruck state here when I wrote this. This one. I said in this note, I'm just thinking, you know, God loves us so much, right? He sends Christ really early to give us, like, time. So, like, when people think about 2,000 years ago, when Christ was around, they're just like, that was so long ago. It's ancient history. Whereas it's a blessing to be, like, earlier. But at the same time, it's so close.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, not that long ago. You know? And we, as, like, there was more time before then than to now. Like, when people were around,
mm-hmm.
asking, where is the salvation?
Where's the Christ?
Yeah. You know, and then it finally comes and they don't see it. They don't see it as that, you know. And then also, like, what a blessing it is that Christ and other, like, apostles and whatever, they speak in human metaphors. Like, metaphors we understand here on earth. Like, Christ comes down, he goes, oh, you know, let me use nature as an explanation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of my infinite godly wisdom, some technical term that you in your puny mind are not going to understand. But he doesn't humbly. He doesn't just say, I'm so great and you're so puny. But he goes, you know, okay, so let's look at this. You know, if your kid wants some bread, are you going to give him a snake?
Yeah. You know,
he just says simple things.
Keeps it really simple.
Keeps it real.
Yeah.
And they're all unique to our life on this floating rock.
Yep.
You know? It's not some alien thing. Like, if you've got four Chocopsa and then you want to give them... It's like, wait, he didn't say some weird space terminology. He said real human terminology.
If you feel high on anxiety and you're really just having a bad day...
If your vibes are hashing.
Nah, man. He's like, what do you know? do you give your kid a snake?
Yeah, he's just...
Maybe some people do nowadays. He's real. But...
He was real. But now we're like, oh. That terminology is ancient history, man.
Dude, ancient.
It's not... But it's so... He made it so simple.
Yeah.
On purpose. To say, no, this is accessible to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, and especially everyone here on this rock.
Yeah, I love how simple and convicting a lot of his words are.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me, I don't have to have everything figured out.
Yeah,
and that's such a relief, because I'm the type of person that's like, so gotta figure everything out, you know. Yeah. Gotta know all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be prepared, you know.
Yeah.
I was the kid on the camping trip with a little battery powered fan when my parents.
Yeah,
it was summer, you know. And a giant bag.
I got the battery pack to charge my phone.
yep. Gotta be prepared, and it's like, nah. There's a level. There's a really good quality to be prepared, you know. That's like being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like at the same time, gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Because. It's a lot more freeing to live life like that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of worrying about figuring everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this because I need to hear this.
Yeah.
Dadgum. Dude, I have been like in my head this past few weeks just trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Am I doing this? You know, like asking questions is a good thing, but there's a point I think that it starts to become kind of detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, just live.
Yeah.
And like you said, trust in God that he mm-hmm. can work in you as long as you're seeking him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think. But it's such a dichotomy. It's such a balance, like everything mm-hmm. about the Christian faith, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's such a balance.
Mm-hmm. I think when we look at what Christ said 2,000 years ago, we just go, oh, that's old stuff. Stuff for Judaism and all the people he's talking to. But yeah, yeah, it is. But it's also for us Gentiles who live 2,000 years later.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what we were going to be doing. He knew cell phones were going to be invented.
Mm-hmm.
He knew we would be so utterly distracted in our culture.
Yep.
He knew that stuff. And he still said what he said.
Yep.
You know? And that's why...
he didn't have little footnotes, asterisks. But if you have a cell phone...
but if your Instagram feed's really full, then it's okay, then
it's okay to ignore the person next to you.
To ignore the person in front of you.
And scroll through that thing.
If you've got five Instagram chats, five Snapchats, and you know what? Just over that point...
Dude.
It's okay to ignore whoever's
talking to you. That's five people and one person. Clearly the five people matter more than that one person next to you.
Ratio is 5 to 1.
It's just math. Makes sense, right?
I don't know, man.
That's very true. I never thought about it like that, that he knew.
He knows.
The word that he said would be read by people mm-hmm. like us. And he still said those same words.
Yeah.
Did you get that from somewhere? Or did you just mm-hmm. come up with that? Dude, that's brilliant.
Well, also,
fist
if you
bump.
Think about
that
it...
That was good. That was good.
Well, also, if you think about it, it's like he knows all the... He took on all of the sin. Not mm-hmm. just the sin before then,
mm-hmm.
when he was crucified. The sin afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Took all that on. Because he could. Because he was blameless to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it covers all of it. So, like, I don't remember what song it is, but it's like, you... took the blame and you thought of me. What is that? And it's like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me.
It's not a Half Alive song, is it?
No, it's... I think it's like Chris Tomlin.
Maybe.
But it's like, yeah. Just thinking about, yeah, he's there. Dealing with torture. And thinking, this is worth it because of Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
This is worth it because of Eli.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, it wasn't just for those people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's why it's so impactful.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, it's just for those guys. It's like, no, dude. Mm-hmm. No. That's the point. Loves you.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember when I first thought about that, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, okay. I'm here for it. Anything
for
I can do.
People who didn't even want him.
Yeah. People who are throwing rocks and whipping him. He's like,
it's a lot easier to die for people who
aren't throwing rocks at you.
Who love you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I didn't love him. I didn't.
Yeah.
But it was still done.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the love shown me, now I can turn back around and go, you know what? It's worth being made fun of for being a Christian if I can save somebody by being steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe being completely steadfast and stone cold isn't the right way most of the time, but it's also worth it to be persecuted. Even if it's just to be a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples did that. The apostles did that. They died for their faith, most of them. I think only one of them died of old age. The rest were persecuted.
Yeah.
For saying Christ was Lord and he died for us.
Yeah.
And people were like, I'm going to kill you for saying that. You know? I don't know, dude. I think...
It's too easy to forget about what he's done.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
It's really easy. Satan wants you to forget.
Right.
Wants me to forget.
Yeah.
Because if I'm worried about my own success, I'm worried about my little things, I'm doing nothing to prevent him from... nothing to prevent Satan from working in my life instead.
Yep.
And I'm just like, eh. whatever happens, man.
Yeah. You know?
So there is that balance. There's the being intentional, living out loud. And then there's not worrying so hard, you know?
Living in the freedom he set up. But living responsibly in that freedom, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember. Was it Proverbs where... No, it was Matthew or something. No, I don't remember. Don't ask me, but it was the verse. It was the verse where
Bible experts.
It's like one of those.
It's one of those great one of those podcasts.
Important verses. Where he talks about
three, six, 16.
Wasn't it? If I clothe the flowers, the ones that are the plants that will soon die away.
Look at the
how
flowers.
How much more do I care about you?
Yep.
Who will
if
last
I
way longer?
Notice the starling or whatever the bird. Mm-hmm. Sparrow that falls to the ground.
Yeah, how much more will your father care about you and take care of you? You know?
Right.
It's like, yeah. Obviously. Like, when you sit and think about it, you're like, obviously. Obviously. Why am I so worried?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Who is Lord? Christ is Lord.
Yep.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you go on. But we get caught up sometimes in everything else.
Yep. Got to be in the world, but not of it.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. We love you. Not really. I mean, I don't know you that well.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
no.
He does, though.
Yeah, for real. He does. But also, thank you sincerely for listening or watching the Staying Christian podcast. We appreciate it. We'd appreciate if you sent us hateful messages over email or
preferably,
DM.
Yeah, to help us be more meek
and
humble. More humble.
Yeah, humble us.
Yep.
If you want to leave a review or something, you're welcome to do so.
You can check us out on YouTube Staying Christian. That's it. We're on Instagram at Staying Christian. You can check us out there. We post generally, if Eli's actually on top of things, he'll post every time we post an episode.
Say something and nice about me. It
doesn't happen often that he's actually on time, but when he is,
are you still
find
going
it
on
there
about me
on Instagram at Staying Christian. Instagram. Can't tell if Eli's talking to me right now because I'm just busy talking to you guys. Anyways.
Yeah. I've been Eli Chamley, and that's been Gavin Hobbs. Yep. And thanks for joining us. Stay real, guys.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye.
You're just waving your hands around like a cheerleader?
It's like the drums, dude.
's turn. He's gonna start.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Here in the studio.
you were already the start of that. Just <God. laughs> You're like, here.
No.
Merry Christmas.